I got involved with Iditarod because I read White Fang when I was 9 years old in South Florida. And I just dreamed of having an adventure like that. I didn't want to grow up to be Barbie. And so when I finished high school, I jumped in my Volkswagen bus and headed north. And within a few years, I had 50 dogs, and I was living up on the Denali Highway long before anybody used the Denali Highway to train. And it's amazing, you know, I'm still hooked into Iditarod in 2020. I'm here today and still involved with the Iditarod because it's an adventure that children really appreciate. And children need all the help they can get in this world now. And I've written 31 children's books, and I want kids to understand there's still these huge, wonderful, life-changing, personal quests that you can take. And the Iditarod is one of them. And so I'm still in love with the romance of the race. It's gotten really big. And, you know, I just want to be out there dancing right now while they're giving speeches. But it's, you know, it's something that really gets under your skin. It's a way of life. And it's a hope. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences happened between Old Woman and Shaktulik. And I finally left the party I was traveling with behind for good. And so I went through the whole Old Woman Hills and into Unalakleet and then through the Blueberry Hills down to Shaktulik by myself. And I'll never forget the morning coming down the Blueberry Hills. You know, it was just magnificent. It was like one of those bluebird days. And what is that? That's like 900 miles into the race. And suddenly, I wasn't afraid anymore. I had gone into Elam at one point, and I saw Mrs. Lincoln. She was waiting on the river for one of the women to come in. Me, it was 3 a.m. She was in her 80s. And she said, "Aren't you afraid out there?" And I remember looking at her and going, "Uh-oh, am I supposed to be?" But then, you know, the joy of the whole race and the beautiful country just struck me. And I just coasted into Nome on just a cloud of joy. Well, for sure in life that the Iditarod taught me is I can walk 1,000 miles. That's a big dang deal. I mean, when you know that you can actually propel your body, you know, across country, that is pretty daunting. And you can do that for days. That's a really cool thing to know about yourself, that you don't give up, that you may not be the fastest or the flashiest, but by golly, you're going to get there. And that's, you know, that's the turtle in the hair, man. I'm the turtle, but I got there.